It's 6:20. I'm Justin Martin. This is KERA News. Today, Baylor University demoted its president and fired its head football coach. The Baylor Board of Regents announced the changes in response to an investigation about how the Waco University has handled accusations of sexual assault on campus. Football coach Art Briles is out. Kenneth Starr is no longer president. He'll remain chancellor of the school. He's also a tenured law professor. Baylor asked a law firm last year to conduct a review following allegations that the football program mishandled several cases of players sexually assaulting women. Board Chairman Richard Willis spoke to the media during a teleconference this afternoon.
We're deeply sorrowful about these events. We're just horrified by the extent of the acts of sexual violence on our campus, and that the investigation revealed the university's mishandling of reports in what should have been a supportive, responsive, and caring environment for our students. It wasn't.
The law firm's report reveals that certain university administrators, quote, directly discouraged complainants from reporting or participating in student conduct processes, unquote. Starr and Briles are not mentioned by name in the report. The university also placed athletic director Ian McCaw on probation. Baylor Regents say additional members of the administration and sports staff were also fired, though they didn't say who or how many. Most big cities have a problem with stray dogs. In Dallas, it's more like a crisis. This month, dogs mauled a homeless woman, biting her more than 100 times. A week later, she died. Now neighbors are furious and city officials are scrambling to come up with an answer. KERA's Courtney Collins hit the streets of South Dallas with a volunteer whose mission can get grisly.
Neighbors say the dogs that killed Antoinette Brown weren't homeless strays. They belonged to someone. They were allowed to run loose. Animal advocate Marina Tereshevska struggles with that.
It's so scary that somebody got attacked so viciously. I mean, I can't imagine what she went through. Nobody should go through that, and I just feel so sorry for her family.
We're driving through Southeast Dallas in her jam-packed Chevy Tahoe. There is a trap in the back, a few leashes, and a shopping bag full of Spam. The dogs really like that. All Tereshevska does, day in and day out, is try to rescue and foster strays.
I think at this point everyone agrees that it has become a crisis, not only for animals, but also for humans as well.
She's doing her part today, driving to a field off Highway 175 that's a construction site. It's also home to a pair of dogs she's hoping to coax into her SUV.
One of them is a female, and she likes to be pregnant, and she's blind in one eye, and she's very thin. And then there is also a male with her, and I think he got attacked by a snake or a spider because his face is really swollen.
The construction equipment has scared the dogs to the edge of the property, near a fence. The 50-pound female walks right up to Tereshevska, happy to get a snack. In a few minutes, the shepherd pit bull mix is resting on a sleeping bag in the back of the Tahoe. The male is too skittish to come close, so she sets a trap and leaves. A construction worker tells her about a suspicious garbage bag just off the highway. She assumes someone has dumped a dead dog. She opens the bag.
Yeah, he's a Rottweiler and there is blood on his head, so it looks like he might have died of a blunt force trauma.
Tereshevska is used to seeing the worst. Dallas City Councilmember Tiffany Young says her constituents are used to that too.
It is an epidemic. It is out of control. Stray dogs are everywhere.
Young represents this part of Dallas, just south and east of downtown and the Trinity River. The street where Antoinette Brown was attacked is pockmarked with overgrown lots and vacant houses.
This is nothing new. This is something that I know I've seen since I was in school.
Young is a fierce critic of how the stray problem has been handled. She wants more code enforcement so dogs can't escape through bad fences. She calls for mandatory microchipping and real consequences when pet owners repeatedly fail to follow the rules.
At some point, you begin to lose those rights to own those animals when you're not taking care of the animals, when you are allowing them to roam the streets and terrorize others.
Dallas Animal Services is under fire for focusing on keeping what's called the live release rate high. That means fewer animals in the crowded shelter are euthanized, more are adopted out. Young says her constituents worry some vicious animals aren't being picked up at all. Joey Zapata, who's an assistant city manager, takes issue with that.
The city's primary function is to keep its residents safe. That is paramount, Everything else is secondary or less.
Zapata and Jody Jones, who runs Animal Services, admit the stray problem in Dallas is bigger than it should be.
I think from a national perspective, we really have an exacerbated problem here with loose animals. And the city has been really coming together to implement creative strategies, strong enforcement, and opportunities to really fix this problem.
A new partnership with the police is one of those strategies. Dallas is also considering stronger spay and neuter laws. And let's face it, in tough neighborhoods, people have big dogs for a reason, security. And if the city takes them away, some folks will just find new ones. That puts Jody Jones in a difficult spot.
It's a tragedy that Miss Brown's life was lost in this process, but we are stepping up to the plate yet again, and we do have a long way to go, but we will remain committed to getting there.
City Council member Tiffany Young says at this point, her constituents need more than promises.
As a representative for some 90,000 people south of the Trinity, at the end of the day, they want peaceful, quiet enjoyment of their neighborhood. They want the dogs picked up.
That's something almost everyone agrees on. And despite a brutal death, no one's figured out quite how to take it on. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
In light of the recent attack in Dallas, animal safety is top of mind. Dr. Lori Teller is a Houston-based veterinarian and officer with the American Veterinary Medical Association. She specializes in canine and feline medicine. Teller talked with Texas Standard, the public radio news magazine, and offered some tips about how to help avoid dog attacks.
Certainly, humans should avoid contact with dogs that they do not know. Running screaming is definitely a bad idea. So if you're out walking and you feel threatened by a dog, standing still, it's called standing like a tree, is a better bet for you because dogs are more likely to ignore you. And whereas if you start running off, that triggers their predator-prey response, and they want to track you down and catch you. If you are out with your children, do not let your children go pet dogs they do not know. If the dog is with an owner, they should always ask the owner first if it's okay to pet the dog before they approach it.
Teller says dogs need to be kept on leashes when outside and that residents should repair broken fences to avoid dogs running loose. Teller also says animal control departments need more money to help pick up stray animals and educate residents about how to take better care of their pets. Blue bonnets, two-stepping, and Tex-Mex are just a few staples of Texas culture. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked about our unique take on the language with KERA listeners. And one term dominated the conversation.
I had a friend from D.C., and he called me one day. He was fascinated by the term fixin' to. And he called me one day and said, "Hey, I'm fixin' to come to see you." And I said, "Really? When are you going to get here?" And he said, "I'll be there in 3 weeks." And I said, "No, you're not fixin' to. You'll be fixin' to when you're headed to the airport. Call me then."
It is proper English for getting ready or preparing to do something. So if you're fixing to go to bed, you're looking for your pajamas, you're fixing to go to the store, you're hooking up the horse and buggy.
I can't tell you how many times I have told a child, "You're fixing to pump that over."
Our guest today was Andrea Valdez of Texas Monthly, whose new book is called How to Be a Texan. Think re-airs tonight at 9, and you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. Cloudy skies expected later this evening. There's a 60% chance of rain with a low around 70. Tomorrow, we've got more showers and storms with a high near 83. It's currently 79 degrees in Dallas, 81 in Fort Worth. At 6:30, this is KERA News.